Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Welcome to the show. I'm pretending it's winter here in Los Angeles. I have a sweater on. I wore a jacket. It's not that cold, but I want it to be. So, Benny, are you at least getting any winter weather?
Oh, yeah. It's in the low to mid-30s these mornings. So,
and, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, and you know me, I get up pretty early, around 4 o'clock most mornings. So I'm scraping the windows.
The windows. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, yesterday it was raining, and it felt cold enough for a sweater, like it was in the 50s, but
oh, my God.
I know. That's our cold.
Terrible. So
you get
I knew people
would laugh, but that literally, if there's no sun and there's a drizzle, no one's on the roads, we batten down the hatches. I love it. Because of course we are getting ready for the holiday season. Now, for those of you that are like our Facebook page, about 3 weeks ago, David and I were invited to a dinner party by our friend Jill, and the invitation said, come have dinner, we'll decorate the tree, and then afterwards we will make holiday ornaments. So I joked and said, we'd love to be there, and I promised to wear an ugly Christmas sweater. Well, I was kidding, but unfortunately, everyone really, really ran with that and loved the idea. So at first, David and I were like, I was just kidding. I don't really want to do it.
Whatever.
And I know. And
you
then,
don't really want to.
Then we started getting into the hunt. And one day, we went to like 5 different stores. And so first of all, I just want to say this disclaimer.
You actually went out of your way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Apparently,
far out of our
this,
way.
Apparently, apparently. I mean, if you go to eBay, the uglier the sweater, the more expensive it is.
I've
We're talking about
that.
Used sweaters.
Right?
Like, apparently, this is a big deal that people do it. So we started calling thrift stores, and they were saying, yeah, we stock up all year. We have a whole section.
Wow.
I know. So we went to, so first I was like, where would, I went to like Ross, Dress for Less.
We went to the mall. We went to Macy's.
I looked online at like JCPenney. JCPenney is way too tasteful. You know, they, like it was a lot harder to find. And then David struck gold.
Uh-oh. I went to a thrift store in Silver Lake near
Silver Lake.
Us. And it's kind of a delicate thing when you walk into a store because you don't want to offend people.
Right,
of course. You know, because they might not think they're ugly. So you have to say.
They think it's the creme de la creme.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any festive Christmas sweater?
I really hope my family isn't listening today, but I said to my dad, which he was highly offended, and I'm sure it's always when I offend him, he's listening.
Just say it.
I was like, Dad, this photo kind of looks like a dinner party at your house. Like with people who would really wear them. And he was like, would you stop dissing the family? But it ended up being really fun and everyone took it very seriously. So we, before we went, David and I found one that fit. I couldn't understand if it was a woman's size, if I was a 2X or a 3X. You know, I'm 6'6".
So I can answer that though. Yeah. First
think?
Of all, you're tall. And second of all, which side were the buttons on?
That mine didn't have any buttons.
Yours didn't have any. Mine.
I had to go with a vest.
I found that out, though, the hard way one year. I wore a sweater, and they were reversed. I'm like, why are the buttons on the wrong side? And they're like, it's a woman's version. I'm like,
are you serious?
Aha! Yes.
I had no idea about that.
Is that true that women's clothing
That's
had
what
the
I was
reverse?
Told. On some.
I didn't know that.
On some.
Huh. So
I still have it.
I just want to say, though, that if anybody's listening is thinking of doing something silly and festive for a Christmas party, this was really fun.
We're going to make
everybody, even Jill's daughters who are teenagers, like they got really into it and wanted to wear them. We had such a fun night. And if you didn't see the photo, David was wearing like a patchwork.
It had Christmas trees all over it.
Yeah.
Really, really bright. And
you looked like a math teacher who had a problem with a glue gun.
Oh, and just so you know, they make these kinds of sweaters
That's
for
good.
All the holidays. I saw Hanukkah sweaters. I'm sure they have
Hanukkah
Kwanzaa
was
sweaters.
Harder to find.
They
though.
Were you had to go online, but they had ones with like a big menorah, like huge candles on the front with lights that flash.
The bigger the candle, what they say.
And we did use glue guns that night. Like we were taking pine cones and putting them on ornaments, and it just seemed appropriate to wear corny Christmas sweaters. So if you want to see the photos, you can go to the Facebook page and check it out. But it was super, super fun, and I highly suggest it. Another thing I wanted to talk about. So last week, the most comments ever, I usually post a topic that we're going to be talking about. And last week I posted that video of Jonah Maori. Did we ever?
Maori. I'm still Maori. Going with Maori, okay. But that's a West Coast thing.
The young teenager who posted the video of being bullied and, you know, how he said he wasn't going to kill himself. And I still couldn't believe it. I mean, I always want you guys to be honest, but so many of you posted on there that you thought he was lying. And, you know, everybody would post the follow-up video mm-hmm. of him happy.
Looking happy,
yeah,
right.
And I think it's fascinating. I don't think people realize the amount of time between one video to the next. So he appeared on Good Morning America last week with his entire family. His parents were there. His siblings were there. And I thought it was a pretty powerful expression of what was going on with him. That, you know, it was right before he was going to high school and he was scared and he was nervous. But the important thing that we need to recognize is that he powered through. He still went to school. I mean, we all have anxiety when we're changing any kind of location, and especially at that age. And when he confronted people and when they saw the video, they started treating him better. It fascinates me how worked up, I don't want to say angry, but how worked up people were and accusing him of lying. And I just think that's so interesting. Like, I just don't think a 14-year-old would be that, you know, calculated and that extreme.
Well, it was very dramatic. I mean, the first video was, right, was extremely dramatic. And so I think it lends itself to people questioning yeah. whether it was authentic or right. whether, you know, and then when he posted that follow-up video,
he said a little flip.
And he said, I have lots of friends. So I think people right. were like, well, what is it? Do you have lots of friends or are you bullied?
I'd like to know any parent out there that has a, you know, 12 to 16-year-old and tell me how often you see them be dramatic and occasionally be a little flip. They're teenagers.
Yeah. I agree.
That's part of the journey. So I was really excited to see him, you know, which, again, it's up over like, I think it's close to like 6 million hits. It's probably gone beyond that. So I was really happy to see him on Good Morning America.
The original one or?
The original one.
7.8 or something.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And I thought Lara Spencer was very sweet to him. Yes. We loved her. You know, Lara Spencer grew up in my hometown.
Didn't she used to babysit you?
She didn't used to babysit me. She was on my sister's soccer team.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
That's close enough, really.
She like used to hang out at our house occasionally. But you know her last name isn't Spencer. That's her dog's name. Just FYI.
Mental note.
Inside information. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I just thought it was so interesting that everyone had such extreme, you know, feelings about him. And again, I think it's really powerful. You know, we're moving into the new year, and I like when the media takes an uplifting story that has turned out well versus a story that hasn't turned out well, because our culture seems to be, you know, ambulance chasers, and yeah. it bleeds.
That's
exactly.
How, yeah.
Exactly. And I just think it's really powerful to see a story that worked out well. So before we went live, Benny and I were talking about something. I have a confession. I have really fallen out of going to the gym. And it, you know, I go through phases where it's a very regular part of my life, and it's just like brushing your teeth. You just do it. You know, you got to go. It's part of your routine. And then in this past year, you know, I've been very, very busy career-wise, which is great. And then the other thing is during the day, I like to exhaust Bernie, the dog, by taking him for like a 45-minute walk and a hike, which is a decent amount of exercise. Don't get me wrong. At least it's something. But I've really fallen out of the routine of going to the gym.
It's not the same level as going to the gym and getting on a treadmill or lifting weights or something.
But so why do you always do that, Dougal? Why do you go, ugh? Why is it such a bad thing?
Here's the thing. People that say that they like exercise are bold-faced liars.
What?
I'm kidding.
That's the other truth. You hate the gym.
I don't. I like the feeling after. So Sunday night, I said to David, I was like, I have to commit. I'm going to go to the gym Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And already this morning, I was like, it's show day. Show day is so hard. You don't have to go to the gym on show day. And I'm like, stop it. Because I went yesterday and I felt great. And afterwards, so I like the feeling afterwards. And I actually have moments of inspiration while I'm working out. But I'm a Taurus, people. I want to lounge on the couch in something comfortable.
You want to watch other people work out.
Yeah, I want to watch other people work out. I want to sip tea. I want to talk about what's going on in your life.
You're doing great. Keep it up.
I think the key is a good playlist. You need some dancey music that makes you want to get up and move.
I agree. And David is a natural. He's naturally active. You know, I get neck cramps by watching him pace through the house. I'm like, where are you going? It's just his nature.
It's like a tennis match.
I've decided to use the show like therapy. So I want you all to hold me accountable and ask me if I went to the gym. You can send me an email. Did you go to the gym? And I posted on Facebook yesterday that I was going to do this, and I wanted to know what other routines people were getting into, because I think it's common, you know, before the first of the year to start looking at what things last year worked for you and what things you want to change. And one of the things that I want to change is, you know, I want to have more fun at the gym. And I think part of the problem, you know, when we were in Seattle, and I talk about this place incessantly, and we went to Fly Fitness, that was a really fun gym. There was great music. There was good personalities. And our gym is kind of like, wah, wah.
That's also a class, though. That was a class setting. Whereas when we go to the gym, it's usually just us alone, like doing, you know.
And any of the classes that we go to, that lady that always calls me Doyle, Doyle can't do downward facing dog, Doyle. First of all, it's not Doyle. And I don't need you to point out to the class what I can and can't do. But here's my mantra. I'm going to the gym. I'm connecting with my body, and I'm going to do it. So I want you to help, hold me accountable, and let's do it together. If there's anything you want to do, let me know. I will help you if I can, but I think if we all unify and set our intention, that's good stuff. Hey, guys, before we go to break, last week we had a contest from our amazing guest, Stephanie Risley. The grand prize winner is Amla. I hope I'm saying that right. She's in Connecticut. And then we have two ebook winners, Maria of Illinois and Susan of South Dakota. So we will email you today with all your fun stuff and you will win free prizes. Guys, I'm going to be doing readings all this hour. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Call for a reading or we can just chat. It's up to you. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to stephanierisley.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. Hey guys, if you heard the commercial during the break about the cruise, this week they're having a I don't know how they do this, but we're twisting arms. They're having a special again. You can reserve your cabin for only $100, but that is only available until December 19th. So go to my website, dougalfraser.com, click the appearances page, and if you scroll down, there's a link there to get all the information. But $100 is kind of insane. So if you're thinking of surprising someone with a gift, you know, I think that would be
I think it'd be a great surprise for me. Because the more people we get, I can go.
Benny's right. If you want to meet Benny, guys, step up to the plate.
Help Benny out.
We will go to bingo together. I mean, come on. Oh, that would be good times. Wouldn't that be good times, Benny?
We should just MC it.
Can you imagine?
B9.
I love that idea.
Get everybody all excited.
And then if Benny comes, we can record segments and they can air when we get back. Oh my God, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to talk quickly before the break. We were talking about exercising. So we all know Jessica Simpson's pregnant. She was offered $3 million to lose weight.
Wow.
Guys, let me tell you, I'd work out six times a day for $800,000.
Is that your incentive right there?
Exactly.
A couple $1 million will do it?
I just said $800,000. $100,000.
Okay.
Are you listening, Weight Watchers people? She signed a deal with Weight Watchers to lose weight as soon as she gives birth. What's interesting, though, is she gets criticized a lot for her weight. I think she always looks great. I think it's ridiculous to see her get criticized for that. But I have to say, I'm a huge fan of Weight Watchers. I've been on the program before. I think it's great. I like the point system because you're actually eating real food. Any of those things where you have to open it and it's freeze-dried and add water or microwave, I just think that's weird. So I'm a big fan of Weight Watchers because it's real food. So I'm sure she's going to do amazing. And
well, of course, it's quite motivating to get how much?
$3 million
to lose some weight.
Which is interesting because I can't remember. One of the other companies, they charge, they pay you, I think, according to how much you lose. And I'd love to read like the clause of one of these contracts because I think you have to keep the weight off for a specific period of time. And that, I guess
to get fully paid.
To get fully paid. Hmm. Yeah.
I think they should do some sort of like charity version of that where like anyone who joins, if you lose a certain amount of weight, they'll like donate to your favorite charity. I mean, that would be motivating.
I totally agree with you. Well, isn't there that website where you can register how much weight you want to buy, how much weight you want to lose, and then you register your credit card, and I believe they make a donation to something you wouldn't support, and it's supposed to be like reverse psychology.
Whoa.
So, you know, for me, I guess it would be like people, I guess, like same-sex marriage, you know, so like every pound that I don't lose, money goes, so you want to keep maintaining your weight or losing so they don't make a contribution. That's kind of an interesting thing, but I like David's idea better. Give it to a charity, all that good stuff. Hey guys, we're going to go straight to a phone call. Michelle in Las Vegas. Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening?
Oh, I'm so obsessed with you, Dougal. I'm so excited that I'm talking to you.
Oh, Michelle, thank you. I'm obsessed with you.
Oh.
What's going on in your life?
I love how you say that. That's why I said it.
What's going on in your life, Michelle?
Well, we just moved to Las Vegas 2 months ago, and I was just wondering, is this the place for us? The last 6 years, gone through some really hard times, and this is our fourth major move in 6 years, and I'm a little, like, I don't know where I'm supposed to be.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You have a really, really bright yellow around you, and yellow light is considered the color of, like, pure joy. It's a great color to have. It's higher intellect. It's someone who always sees things from the spiritual perspective, so they see the lesson in it, which is great. So the one thing I want to say is I admire your ability to find the lesson and the joy in a situation. That's a wonderful thing to have. On the flip side, it does feel like where you are right now is going to maintain for a long period of time. It's not forever. To me, it's about 5 years. It feels like you generate income, you start saving, and then it doesn't feel like your dream place, though, but it does feel like you're supposed to be there. Here's the one thing that I want you to work on, though, Michelle. You have occasion to take on too much, and I don't want you to overwhelm yourself. Give yourself a period of time to acclimate to the new environment. Sometimes you drop and you hit the ground running, and you kind of exhaust yourself. So one of the things that I want you to do is, especially as the transition from this year into the next year, give yourself time to kind of relax, figure it out, slow down a little bit. You've made the right decision. I want to ease some of your anxiety. The good news is you're there to generate income. You do make some friends, you do connect with people, but it seems like a really good move for you financially. In about 5 years, when you are where you guys want to be, then you seem to decide to move somewhere else that feels more like your dream. But don't question this choice and this move. This was the right thing. You did the right stuff. Does that make sense?
Well, it's a relief to hear that. It really is. Because that is kind of at the bottom of my thought process almost every day. Is like, am I supposed to be here?
Yeah.
It's
well, the
not
reason
like I have just been totally joyful about being here, but maybe it's just my anxieties that are.
Well, here's the thing. It's never going to feel like home. And what I mean by that is home is something that's really important to you. So I don't think psychically and spiritually you're committed to the land. The reason you're there right now is for a business reason, which is fine. You're in a business cycle right now. This is about the family creating money and generating income. And then when that income is provided for, you move from there to a place that feels a little bit more like home. So I think the part of you that keeps questioning it is the part of you that psychically knows, I'm not going to be here for 30 years. My prediction is you're going to be there for about 5. You enjoy your time. It's not like you're hankering to get out the entire time. And when you look back at it 20 years from now, you'll say that was a great period in our life. And I really enjoyed living there. And it was a fun little adventure. But you'll be there for about 5 years once things financially feel very, very stable. Because I ultimately see you closer to the water. It feels like energetically you'd be happier there. And that's why Vegas, I don't think, is the perfect fit for you as far as your heart. But right now, it's great for business. So I would
Are
just keep
talking California.
Well, it's hard to say. They kept showing me where I live, so it's possible. But that may not literally be California. I was just associating it as closer to the water. But what
well,
I want you to
my dream place. Always what I want
what I want you to do is I want you to start thinking this is an adventure. That's why I'm here. This is about creating prosperity. And then once that prosperity has been rooted and grounded, then I get to move wherever I want.
Okay. That means
Michelle,
lot coming from you.
Well, good. I'm glad. Michelle, I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I wish you the best of luck, too. And have a happy holidays and keep doing your good work, telling
Thanks.
Your truth.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
So it's so funny. When she calls in and she's excited, I did something terrible last week that I had to apologize to someone about. I did a reading for this really sweet guy, and he really enjoyed it, and he was really excited. And I always get kind of nervous in the beginning of a private reading when I can feel someone's excitement. I sometimes just get kind of overwhelmed by it. And I also think it's like a deflecting of a compliment. But at the end of the session, he was really sweet. And he said, I loved your book and I love your show. And you're kind of like a celebrity for me. And the insecure part of me immediately went, well, that's sad. And I said it as a joke. But the reason I said it was because I don't like associate myself that way. And I got uncomfortable and I got nervous. And then he left and we left and we got off the phone. And after I do a session, I have a moment of reflection to see what there is for me to learn, because I learned so much from people. And I could feel I shouldn't have said that. So I immediately picked up the phone and I called him back and he answered. And I said, I'm really sorry. You know, I deflected that. And so even when like Michelle calls and she says, I'm so excited, I get kind of very nervous. So that's why I immediately go, I'm obsessed with you too. I get very, very nervous. But it's so sweet, because sometimes I just feel like we're doing this for fun and nobody's listening. But it's very sweet to hear that people listen. And I really appreciate
it. All
that.
Over. It's great.
Yeah, all over.
Well, you're obsessed with me because you always want to see pictures of inside my house. You don't think
exactly.
That's weird?
Well, you know what it is, Benny? Like, we get to hang out for an hour a week.
That's true.
But I'm curious. I want to know what you have for breakfast. I want to
no,
know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm genuinely curious about that kind of stuff. I feel like the next time we come to Seattle, we actually have to hang out. That's why I want your girlfriend, I want Lindsay to come on the show. I feel like we need to ask her questions. Are you grumpy in the morning? Do you roll your eyes? Are you good at cleaning the house? These are things I want to know.
And just so you know, Dougal is like this with all of our friends.
That's
he wants
fine.
To know your parents. He wants to know your childhood. He wants
don't
to know everything.
Oh, my mom would love him. So.
When your mom comes to
yeah,
town,
right?
I will fly. Oh, Nothing pleases me more than meeting the parents.
Yep.
What would be great if you want to see me squirm is someday we should have one of my parents on the show and I can do the entire show crying in the fetal position,
okay.
Which would be super exciting because it will
down.
Trigger me. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, but don't forget to give me a call, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to Transformation Talk Radio, click the instant feedback button, and I may read one of your questions. We're going to take a quick break, and I promise to do readings. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me gone.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the show. That song is making me giggle. That was Davey's favorite song when it first came out. And, God, we used to play that over and over and over. Guys, give me a call. Our number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Or as said during the break, come on vacation with me, $100 just to reserve your cabin. Go to DougalFraser.com, click the appearances page, and bon voyage. Guys, we're going to go straight to the phones. We've got Herman in Boston. Hey, Herman, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Oh, not a lot of much. I would like to get some information about if the relationship is coming and a little bit about career.
Yeah, relationships are a little bit of a struggle for you. Your energy is all inward. Like when I focus on your aura, I see a very, very deep, deep purple, which is a great color to have, but it's very close to your body. It almost looks like it's like another layer of skin. It's very, very close to your body. So what that means is you internalize a lot of your emotions. You hold things inside and you don't project enough. So one of the things that I want you to work on in the next year is trying to let people know where you are emotionally. I think when people meet you, if they're interested in you romantically, it's like It's like they have to knock on the door. They feel like they need to get more information from you. I think part of that is because you need to be a little bit more proud of your voice. So purple is the color of the leader. That's who you naturally are, and we want to expand upon that. When you're comfortable, when you feel safe, when you're in a good environment, you really stand tall, you sound proud. But at the moment, I don't know what it is about your environment, if it's self-created, but you seem a little closed. Why is that?
I don't know. I've been trying to pick it out for years. Like,
and is that just kind of a natural personality type?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, here's one of the things I'd love to have you do. I'd love to have you go to some kind of group therapy. And the reason, not because I think, you know, you have mental problems, but because I think if you were in a group of people where you had to share what was going on with your week and get more comfortable with it, and they could tell you when they're experiencing you as being shut down, I think that would be a healthy exercise for you. You have to understand that being alone, making decisions on your own, all of that stuff, independence, comes really naturally to you. Socializing, interacting with people, and letting people know your innermost thoughts, that's a little bit of a challenge. So the way that we change that pattern and we change that energy is by putting yourself in an environment where you have to challenge that. So it could be a book reading group where you have to give your opinion. It could be like the Toastmasters where you write a speech and you get up and you say it in front of everyone and then they critique it. It could be a support group. It could be anything that you want. But if you can do that, then I think you'd help attract in a relationship. And here's the deal, and this is very confusing for people. You will have a long-term committed relationship. Predicting time right now, it's way off. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you challenge yourself and start expressing yourself more, you can speed up that time and attract it to you faster. You also asked about career, right?
Yes.
Okay. So career-wise, everything feels great. Like you have a job right now, right?
Yes, self-employed.
Okay. And because they're about to... Oh, really? You're self-employed? Okay. So then why do I see you working with other people? It's not a partnership?
No, not right now. Not at all.
Okay, they're showing a partnership come in. I definitely see you working with someone else, which is a good thing, and probably also good to kind of increase the energy and intimacy stuff. But I definitely see you working with someone else. And career-wise, that's the one area of your life you don't have to worry about at all. Financially, it seems good. It's interesting to me that you're self-employed, speaking of what I talked about earlier about doing things on your own. So it might be good to bring in another person. Just, you know, we want to have more connection with people. I just feel like sometimes you stay to yourself and you got to be careful of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
That would be it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
I wish you the best of
luck.
Have a good day. That's so one of those moments where, and I love this with readings, you know, when you're connecting with someone, you can almost see what I'm talking about, like when they start to talk. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like his tone was very soft. And that, the way you express yourself, the energy that you walk on the planet, that's how you attract things back. And he's a powerful guy. Like, he's super bright, he's super talented, but nobody can see that because he keeps it inside. And guys, if you're listening, if you have that personality type, because it's a common thing, I, on the other hand, am the complete opposite, where I say too much and am told I'm quite loud, as Benny usually says during the break. Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit.
But remember, whatever your personality type is, you want to challenge it. So example, for me, I talked earlier about having issues with going to the gym. So if I commit myself to going to the gym and taking a new class, it's like I'm putting myself in an environment where I have to work out that issue. That our last caller, putting him in a place where he has to communicate with other people is going to help him attract what he wants. I know when you're calling a psychic, you're kind of hoping to hear that everything's going to be okay. But really what I'm doing is reading your energy and teaching you how to tweak it just a bit or shape it or mold it so that you can attract what you're looking for. It's our current energy that attracts our future to us. So always remember that. We're going to go to our next caller, I believe, Annette in Washington.
Yep, Lacey Washington.
Lacey
Hi,
Washington.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Annette, how are you doing?
Hi. Well, I feel like I'm drowning right now. I just got a new job.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've kind of been thrown into it.
Well, hold on for just a second. You do realize, Annette, you are allowed to say, I can't handle that right now, right?
I will do that. And I did yesterday.
Because it's so funny. Like, I feel like you're first of all, I love your energy. You have this really sweet, very clear, it's like an ice blue. And I've talked about blue before. It's the color of truth and wisdom. And the lighter the blue, the more dedicated the individual. And I appreciate your desire that you want to be committed. You're driven. You want to show people that you can do it. And that's great. But at the same time, you also get to define your boundaries. And so one of the things that you need to say is, I want to master what you've already given me and figure it out, and then I'm going to move on to the next thing. Because especially in this work environment, they will keep throwing things at you and throwing things at you until you actually define what you can and can't do. The other thing you need to understand is the work environment right now is in transition. So people are going to be assigned different tasks. It feels like job titles start to change. And it's not until the end of January that things feel a little bit smoother. But my advice to you right now is I think they really like you and you have the power to define how you want your day to go. And the other thing I know about you, Annette, is you're very sweet. You're a kind person by nature. So it's always going to be delivered well and going to be delivered with integrity. But I think your mantra right now is you're allowed to say when you need a moment of, you know, gathering your bearings and figuring out where you are. So you're allowed to say, I can't take that on right now. It's too much for me. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
What's the job?
It does. Yeah. Okay. And how long do you see me staying in this position for? I'm going to give it a year. I better, at the end of the day, I feel better when I'm on my own.
You'll be there a little bit longer than a year. Here's the deal. I understand that you feel better when you're on your own. There's a lot of potential here. The minute you ask, am I going to be there for longer than a year? I just see dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs. So what I want you to do is remember that you are in control of outlining the way you want the job to look. They really like you and they want you to be there. And I think it's a good environment for you. So I think you're going to be there longer because you choose to and you like it. That's the thing to remember. You're the one in control right now. Okay?
Great.
Okay, Matt. Well, good luck with everything.
I feel so much better.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Well, that was exciting. I like when I can make people feel good. Good old Annette. Do we have another caller, Davey? Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, Beth.
Can I jump in here real fast here before we go to Beth? So you were talking about, the gym and all that, Dougal. I know one thing that definitely helps me in addition to, doing it consistently. It's funny.
You work out every day, right?
Well, for the most part, about 4 days a week. But I do it because I look at it as like recess. After work, I can let loose and I have an extra hour to, before I go home and see the boys. It's my time. I can get away, do my thing. And it makes me feel better, obviously, because I feel like I'm sitting here all day a lot of the times. I mean, I have a lot of shows coming.
I spend my entire day on the phone.
Exactly. So for me to get up and I need to get motivated, I go right to the gym and it's on my way home location. I have to pass it.
Yeah,
so
and that's the thing. I don't have a commute. I'm at home, and so pajamas during the day. But are you saying it's bad that I reward myself with food if I go to the gym?
It's possible.
Because usually I'll be 20 more minutes, and you can have a hamburger.
It will. I look at that, too. But the thing is I'd have to pass the gym first and then get the hamburger and then go home. So it's order of operation. So I think it's about location and where you can find the gym.
Well,
and also,
I agree.
Yeah, and internally, my old gyms that I've been to, everyone stands around. They're gawking at everybody like, hey, look at her, look at him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? Get on the machine, do your job.
I agree.
And that's what I love is people going to the gym and doing their thing as far as working out.
Right.
That gives me even more motivation to be there.
I think I should open a Fly Fitness franchise in Los Angeles. That's what we should do. Are you listening, Tracy? That's what we're doing.
We can take Beth now. Sorry about that, Dougal.
Let's quickly go to Beth. Hey, Beth, how are you?
Hi, Dougal. I'm doing well. How are you?
Beth, every time I talk to you, I get very excited. You remind me of the East Coast. I don't know what to do. What's going on in your
life? I'm on the East Coast. I'm way up in the East Coast here in Maine.
I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Dougal, you were right on a prediction. Back in September, I called. I was desperately looking for a nice place to live. You said I would find something around the end of October, November, and move in December. Mm-hmm. And I found this place 3 days before the end of October. Did the arrangements throughout November and moved in for December.
How great.
Actually,
I love
moved
that.
In the 28th, actually, of November, I moved in. And I'm quite comfortable here. And I was wondering, what do you see happening here for me? Do you see me settling down? Do you see things being good for me here? is it positive energy and good for my lifestyle?
It's definitely positive energy with you. It feels like it takes a little bit longer for you to find your sense of community than you expected. But part of that, I think, is because, you know, it's not that your energy feels a little bit low right now. So we want to do things to kind of increase your energy level. I don't know. You may even find that you're more like susceptible to like small colds and flus this season or something like that. But your energy feels a little bit low. So speaking, echoing what we were talking earlier about health, we want to do things right now in your life that can increase your energy and your life force so that you're attracting more people to you. You seem to love the home. You seem committed to it, but it's like a 3 to 6 month window before you really start making friends that you feel connected to. But ultimately, it does feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Okay?
Excellent.
Have you been feeling run down?
I feel like I'm where I should be. What?
Have you been feeling run down?
I'm very tired, Dougal. I'm disabled, and I have a very bad spine and a very complex condition, arthritic, and I'm very, very tired.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I want you to research as well is there are certain foods that I actually think drain your energy a little bit more. Might be kind of interesting to get a book on Ayurvedic medicine and figure out what body type you are. They give a lot of different foods that fit your body type. They have a really cool like test that you can take of, you know, different personality traits and all when you were born and all this stuff. And once you figure out your body type, they will give you a list of foods and a diet that you should stick to. And I think that would help kind of increase your energy level. But also remember that any major move like that, it's a big transition. So give your space and yourself time to acclimate to it. But I think if you could work on some of the food stuff, that would help your energy as well. Okay, Beth?
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I love you.
I love you too. Hey, guys, I love it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I am going to be talking about Barbara Walters' 10 most fascinating people, because some of them, kind of an eye roll. Guys, if you didn't get through today, you can always book a private reading at 1-877-936-8425, but I'll give you more information after the break. I'm Dougal Fraser. Stay with us. Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
If you are anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at stephanierisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to stephanierisley.com.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Jingle Fraser. That is one of my favorite Christmas songs that we just came back from.
How is George Michael spending his Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays?
He's just arrested again or in rehab or something. I read something. Who knows? The poor boy. Let's pray for him for just a moment. Guys, don't forget, $100, you can reserve your cabin until Tuesday, December the 19th. So go to JugalFraser.com, click on Appearances, scroll down, and you can get more information. Or even on the homepage, if you just scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a banner. So join me, Colette Baron Reed, Dr. Carmen Hara. It's really going to be amazing. And I can't wait to go to Curacao. I say this over and over again, but that's where David and I got engaged. So I can't wait to go back to the little hotel that we went to. And we got engaged swimming in the water off of Curacao. Took David a year. I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. So I also wanted to talk about Barbara Walters presents the 10 most fascinating people of 2011. It's airing Wednesday, December 14th, 9:30 to 11 p.m. on ABC. Let's discuss some of her choices. Number one, the Kardashian family. Really?
I know, right?
Wow. Really? I know. As if they need any more publicity. Sometimes I really question her choices.
I feel like I may have had enough of the Kardashians just for like,
but what's freaky.
It's a guilty pleasure for a while, but I definitely feel like I've gotten to the point where I'm like, all right.
But their numbers are through the roof. Yeah. Everybody thought after.
Even now after the wedding and all that?
Yeah, they're through the roof. They're doing extremely well. They've been renewed for everything. Number two, Simon Cowell. All right. Most fascinating, one of the most fascinating people. Hasn't he been on the radar for a really long time? I like number three, Modern Family, the actors that played the gay couple, Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street. I think they're great. I think that couple's hysterical. So I thought that was a good choice. I know nothing about sports. So baseball star, New York Yankees captain, Derek Jeter. Benny, what does that mean?
No, I'm done. I'm over him. He's kind of, yeah. I'm bitter about New York because they have such a huge payroll and other teams are winning it and they're not and they're getting mad and so they just buy new players and blah, blah, blah. So
why would he be selected, though? Did anything happen in the past year?
Didn't he break a record?
Yeah, he did. He did. But the thing is, I mean, that's a New York style. It's New York way of living. He can be washed away.
Yeah, because and then Donald Trump. Oh
God, the hair.
Don't get me wrong. I love me some Celebrity Apprentice.
Good show.
And now he's clearly getting into politics, which is another eye roll.
They did a great spoof of him on Saturday Night Live. That was so funny. Where he was comparing himself to the other. Well, he's not running for president, but he's like hinting at it, and he's like, oh, look at Obama's wife is only 4 years younger, mine's 38. Like,
guys, that was David's impression of Donald Trump.
I think
it was pretty impressive. Yeah, second pretty city, watch out. Katy Perry, which I think is a good choice. Pippa Middleton, I mean, she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, I've noticed
This says, and the number one, they never say, and Herman Cain is another person. Oh, good, dear God, Herman Cain.
999.
And then they will release. Any guesses on who the most fascinating person will be in the next year? Could be Adele.
Yeah. I think she gave the name away already. When I look at the list online, I think she had a senior moment
because
she talked about Casey Anthony. And if you add all of those up, there are 10 names there. I think it's Casey Anthony.
If it is Casey Anthony, I'm boycotting ABC News.
Are you kidding? Seriously?
Casey Anthony? That's a really good guess, though. Ooh, can we have like an office poll of who we think it is? I think that would be fun. Anyone?
Your office is
right
only
now.
Three of us, so well, four with Brian. So
we do the best
Brian
can do, and Brian.
That's
exactly
true. We have to have five. It has to be a tiebreaker.
So speaking of Saturday Night Live, so we all know if you heard about Alec Baldwin getting kicked off an American Airlines flight for refusing to turn off his cell phone. He was playing Words with Friends, which, let me just say, is completely addictive. I love Words with Friends. I have a friend, my friend Jana, who's probably listening right now, who I've been playing with for over a year, and I have never beat her. She always beats me by like 150 points. And every time I, and so I'm currently like 100 points ahead of her and my heart is pounding. Now she is pregnant with twins. So this could be why, and she's about to give birth like any second moment hour. So this could be why I'm winning, but I don't care. I'm taking it. And if we were taxiing on a flight, I would probably still be playing. But I think it's interesting because, you know, we hear a lot about Alec having a little bit of an alleged temper, you know, that whole like cell phone thing he did with his daughter. And then the other thing they were saying was that he slammed the bathroom door, which I don't know how you can slam a bathroom door on a plane, but that they could hear it in the cockpit. So then what was interesting, and this is kind of...
Well, when you're sitting in first class, it's right there.
Well, that's true, but still, that cockpit is supposed to have like
reinforced doors, like
reinforced
20
door
inches of steel
and soundproof
or whatever,
and bulletproof,
right?
And all that stuff. So, I mean, that must have been pretty loud. So, did you see him on Saturday Night Live, Benny?
Hilarious!
It was so funny.
It was great. I mean, he stayed
really
in character,
funny.
Did the whole thing, and of course, he had to being an actor in his role, and he's on the show quite often. He really honors
on Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's how he got the whole 30 Rock thing. I mean,
right.
He's amazing.
But
so because of what he did on Saturday Night Live, if you didn't see it, he was pretending to be a pilot. Well, he was pretending to be Alec Baldwin, pretending to be a pilot.
Yeah,
right?
Captain Steve Rogers.
Right. And it was really funny. And he was like, Alec Baldwin is a national
treasure.
Here,
you want me to pull it up? I've got a little clip right here.
Do you? Oh, yeah.
One Kindle switch could take it down. Come on. It's just a cruel joke perpetrated by the airline industry. And we would have gotten away with it. But Alec Baldwin was just too smart for us.
And it's true.
Yeah, it is.
I do wonder about that. If I send a text message, really, is this going to send the plane down? But I think the idea is that you're supposed to be aware and paying attention to the whole safety.
Guilty.
You know,
guilty.
You keep
last,
your phone
yes, la- no, last time I flew and I was going to Reno, I was doing one last little text and I got caught.
Really?
Yes. Even though everyone was like, you need to put them away. I'm like frantically like doing it real fast because I know if I don't, I'm going to get caught. And she was right behind me. She goes, sir, you need to turn your phone off. I'm like, I apologize.
And
I literally, I slammed it. I didn't even finish it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I was like, you're right. Absolutely right. I apologize. I really didn't want to cause any problem.
Do you still have a phone that closes?
I like it that way. Thank you very much. I prefer clamshells, to be honest. When I'm on the air with you guys, it's an open, you know, closed face, so, but it's a mirror on the top.
Uh-huh.
So,
so
it'll flash
it
in front of
me
so I can see it coming through. And so I'm on the air, so it doesn't bother me and my other hosts.
Good stuff.
I'm an old school kind of guy.
So the other thing about American Airlines, though, is now, I don't know if this is a threat, but they threatened to drop 30
yeah.
Rock from the, because that's my favorite thing. When we fly
really?
From L.A. to New York.
Because of Alec Baldwin?
Because of Alec Baldwin.
So
when we fly from L.A. to New York, I watch back-to-back episodes of 30 Rock the entire time, and then I have to, like, jab David and be like, this is so funny. It's my favorite thing to watch because they play them over and over and over again. So I just thought it was interesting that I think if someone can make fun of themselves in that level and get on and, you know, just joke about it, I thought it was hysterical, but, I'm curious to see if they actually pull that because that seems a little bit bitter, but he never really apologized, did he?
No.
They're getting more coverage anyways off of SNL, even American Airlines and what they're going through anyways. They should,
they
deserve
it.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I just thought that was kind of funny. Another kind of TV news thing. Poor Sarah Palin is having trouble selling a new reality show focused on her husband's career as a snowmobiler. First of all, what is a snowmobiler?
Someone who rides snow machines?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a job?
Do you build them? Do you ride them professionally?
They have. It's kind of like there's NASCAR situations. Yes, if you want to put it that way, there's snowmobile. You know,
are you serious?
Yes.
There's a snowmobile race.
Yeah. Oh, they're all over.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So they wanted $1 million per episode. Now, here's what I want to know. That cannot be their paycheck because that is impossible. There is no way a cable station would pay a talent $1 million per episode. That might have been to produce the entire episode, but if that's really what they wanted, that's insane. So the question is, though, do we think she's kind of falling away? Is there no more public interest? Because when Sarah Palin had her show about Alaska, didn't it have, like,
It premiered to millions
of
viewers. It was like a record-breaking
right.
thing, but then no one continued watching
it.
No one wanted
to watch it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think anybody cares anymore. Although I had predicted years ago, and I still think this is going to happen, I still think she'll have a daytime talk show. And I think they're going to get divorced, unfortunately, but that's just what I see. So I think it's interesting that there's... What? But Benny just made this face like, I can't believe you just said that.
You keep going. Don't look at my expressions. Just keep rolling with it. That's we can talk about it later.
I totally think they're going
to get divorced. Okay, fine.
He's like, stop saying it. This is when after the show, Benny has to say anything that Dougal said.
Oh, that disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
You have almost a minute. Wrap up. Come
on,
kid.
Oh, my God. Guys, next week we're doing 2 hours. What insanity.
Woo!
Guests. So 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So much is going on. Our good friend Dr. Pat is going to be out, so I'm filling in. So playing the role of Dr. Pat will be Dr. Dougal. And that's D-O-C-T-O-R. No, I'm just kidding. So, guys, call in next week. If you want to get a reading with me, 1-877-936-8425 for a private session, or go to DougalFraser.com. I've had too much coffee this morning, but I had so much fun with you. I'm going to go to the gym.
Good for you, Dougal. Stay strong, kid. Stay strong.
Thanks,
David,
everybody.
You make him stick to it, okay?
I will.
Good boy.
Talk to you next week.